got 529, so I'll let you carry on, and then I'll pick up some more people afterwards. And this is KD7HCT, turning it over to K7NPS.
Okay, well, that sounds fine to me. We are good to go here. And before I do one of these, I incidentally, each one of these is different. None of the, they're not all the same. They're written appropriately, I feel. I try to for each situation. And some things that, this is an eclectic mix of commercial and amateur. And some of the things that I like to point out to folks before we start, the term da-da-da-da-da, SK connected, we use that as hams, and it means the station is closing. We also use the term CL, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and all that, whatever. And that also means the station is closing. On the commercial circuits, on many of them at least, SK, da-da-da-da-da, it meant more than just the station and closing. It meant my work is complete. The station is closing. And I feel that that is absolutely and totally appropriate for what we're doing today. Commercial shore stations, by the way, the commercial shore stations all had three-letter calls. An example is KPH, which was Point Reyes, the RCA high seas communication station. And the Marine Mobiles, the ships, had four-letter calls. Anyway, the shore station would call his traffic list at 22 to 25 words a minute, something like that. However, when they passed the actual traffic, the speed would drop down to 15 or 16 words a minute. And the idea behind that was, let's get it right the first time, and we don't have to go back and make a bunch of fills and repeats and so on. And I will use greatly reduced speed to enable listeners not normally using CW to appreciate what's going on. Commercial stations call a specific station three times. Most everything was done in a series of threes, and you'll hear that tonight. This commercial station usually, this is an aside, they usually started with a set of the attention signal, da-da-da-da-da, and they did that three times, and then they sent a series of Vs, three Vs, three times, nine Vs. The object there was to give the seagoing station an opportunity to adjust his BFO. Lots of adjustments were needed in those days to get everything the way the person wanted, and this gave him a chance to adjust the receivers to their preferred tone. The term key up is a request to not transmit. And at the end of the this ceremony, you will hear dip, dip, and that is the telegrapher's farewell. And also, finally, the both commercial and amateur frequencies, the signal KN is an invitation for the call station to transmit, and no one else, please, just the station that was called KN. Da-da-da-da-da. All right. We'll break with that. QST, QST, QST. My friends, it is my sad duty to report to you that the amateur radio station bearing the call sign W7HUY is, in fact, a silent key. All stations, please go key up and take copy of the following. Almighty God, into thy tender love and mercy, we commit the soul of our friend and fellow operator. May light perpetual shine upon him until the morning breaks and the shadows flee away. May we realize that we are thy children, and may we so live that when our day is done, we may face the eternal change that comes to us all in faith and confidence through thy loving, redeeming grace and grace of God, which passeth all understanding, abide with us now and forevermore. We pray these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. We shall meet, but we shall miss him. There will be the silent P, but we, though we no more possess him, still our hearts the memories see. Yet a while ago we gathered, friendship beaming in each eye. Now the golden cord is severed. He has flown to realms on high. This is K7NPS requesting that all stations go key up for the next moments and maintain watch upon this frequency while contact is attempted. W7HUY, 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 this is K7NPS. Whiskey 7, Henry United, Yankee. Whiskey 7, Henry United, Yankee. Whiskey 7, Henry United, Yankee. This is Kilowatt 7, Nancy, Papa, Sierra.
Go ahead, John. Yeah, Dick. I'll see you up there when roll call is up. Roll call is called up yonder.
W7ZHQ.
Go, Jim.
Yeah. I remember when I first moved up to this area in 78, I was over at Portland Radio. I can't remember his name offhand now that, you know, owned that Portland Radio. And I ran into Dick Pooley. He said, yeah, he said, I'm W7HUY, and he says, I'm on the Dipsy net. I started going on 3940 to the Dipsy net. And how he ever picked me out of that business, I don't have a clue. My call then was WA6ZHQ. And so I thought that was pretty cool. Meeting one of the old hands from the Dipsy net, you know. So I thought, yeah, I need to get on there if they're all like this guy. So, and they all, over the years, have seemed to be like Mr. Pooley. I really enjoyed him. I love to listen to his mountain climbs. I tell you what, if a lot of us half his age could climb the stuff that he climbed, it'd be amazing. Because, boy, he did like to see the mountain climbing. So, always have a special little spot there in my mind where I remember W7HUY, Mr. Dick Pooley.
K7QS.
K7QS, go.
Hello, this is Bob, K7QS in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Dick was my introduction into ham radio, my Elmer. He was my wife's godfather, and he was just good to us. I could tell you story after story, and I'd love to, but other people have things to say. I will say, when he moved up to Squim with Carolyn, he never set up a station there, and when they were moving back down to Vancouver, he called me and told me he just wanted to give me a station. He had sold me lots of equipment at more than a fair price over the years, and he just wanted his stuff on the air. So I'm sitting here with Dick's FT2000 and his Alpha 9500, and I'm going to keep all this equipment running and just try to live up to the standard he set. He was tough, and that was a beautiful ceremony. Thank you, K7QS.
K7HCT. Well, when Lori and I took our first test to be novice in the year 2000, I think it was the first part of the year, there was nobody right around here that we could take our test, so Dick told us that we could come over to Clark County Radio Club there, and so we drove over to his area, and he gave us our first test, and he gave us our first novice ticket there, signed us off. So, and we had a lot of good times with Dick and Carolyn at functions, DipsyNet functions, and campouts, and was a wonderful man. Anybody else have anything else?
KJ7FH.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, KJ7H, VT, this is KJ7FH. I just wanted to mention that I do remember Dick very well, as well as Carolyn, and as much from DipsyNet as well as Clark County Amateur Radio Club, which I joined shortly after getting my license in 93. And, yeah, between the two of them, he was a good friend and very, very nice man, as well as Carolyn was a wonderful lady, or is a wonderful lady, excuse me. But I just also wanted to mention that I will be announcing his passing at the monthly meeting of the Clark County Amateur Radio Club this Friday, and letting basically a QST on regarding his SK So just wanted to let you know that. And also, I got in here a little bit late today. I did hear the 5:30, but I was wondering if anybody had heard of any or what, if there's going to be services for him, where and when. That's all. KJ7FH, back to net.
Haven't heard yet. John is, AE7CJ has been in contact with his son Bill, and I would imagine Bill would let John know so we would know. And I've got you on the list for after this, and I've got DKC on the list. Is there any other remembrances for Dick? Concludes the Silent Key Memorial for Dick. Thank you, Jim, K7NPS, and thank you, John, for recording this. That's the end there, and I've got three people on the list here. I've got